were doing the laws of the 9 days, and we had learned that we don't eat meat or drink wine. But if it's a Sudas Mitzvah, if it's a Bris Milah, a Pinyon Aben, a Siyum, so then we eat meat, we drink wine, whoever's there, whoever's participating in the Simcha. When we have leftover meat from Shabbos, so we usually freeze it. There is room to be lenient. If a person has leftover, he brings an opinion that says if he really prepared it for Shabbos and it's leftover, so he doesn't have to let it go to waste. Some say he should have it at Malava Malka, or you should give it to kids. If a person needs to eat meat,
eats it, kids.
If a person needs to eat meat, we said if he needs it for health reasons, so obviously he could eat it. But if he could eat chicken instead of meat, that's better. Now, our custom is we don't shower during this time. Now that's with hot water, but if a person takes a cold shower, it's not for pleasure, it's just to keep himself clean. So that's okay. If a person has if a person is all sweaty and again he needs to clean himself, that's okay. But again, you should use water that's not, he doesn't have to freeze himself, but it shouldn't be a comfortable, pleasant shower. He's doing it just for to remain clean, but he shouldn't get sick from it. The same thing, if a person has lice or another reason why he has to shower, that's okay. On the eve of Tisha B'Av, so we have a regular day. From the noontime, we only learn the things that you learn on Tisha B'Av, sad things. We try to fill up on the food so that the fast won't harm us. So we try to have a good breakfast and eat well during the morning and drink well. And try to daven an early mincha so that you won't have to rush away from the meal in order to daven mincha. So you daven mincha at 1 o'clock, mincha gdola, so that you'll be able to eat the meal normally. And then in the early afternoon, we have a meal, which is the meal that's going to take us, hold us through. The last meal before the fast is called the Sudah Mafseket. And there the halacha says that you're supposed to have only one cooked item. So being that that's going to be a meal with only one cooked item, you'll eat maybe an egg. You'll eat one cooked item.
Egg in ash.
Egg in ash, egg in bread. So therefore we make sure that our big meal is the meal before that. Because the last meal has to be a small meal. That's already part of the morning over the Churban HaBayit. So...
So when is it possible big meal?
Anytime before that last meal. But make sure you still have another meal so that it's not the Sudah Mafseket. That Sudah Mafseket is the last meal. So what we do is we have a big meal an hour and a half beforehand. We have a big meal. We end it a half hour before the fast. And then we wait 10-15 minutes. And then the last 15 minutes before the fast, we have a small meal. We eat a little bit of bread. We eat fruits, vegetables, and we have one egg or one cooked item. And that's our last meal before the fast. But that's not going to be enough. So because of that, we have an earlier meal, which is more filling. In that last meal, we're very stringent. In that last meal, you're not supposed to eat meat. Even if a person has health reasons, let him eat at a different time. We don't drink wine. Even if there's health reasons, let him drink at a different time. That's what the Talmud tells us. That last meal is part of the morning. So even though we said there's room if necessary, we are lenient. If a person has health reasons, we do give him meat. But that's every other meal. This meal is serious. It's more serious. The other meals are also serious, but there's more room to be lenient. The custom is to eat round things like a person in mourning. Then in that last meal, we eat either lentils or an egg. We eat something just like a person who's in mourning eats something round. Round dish. We try to minimize that meal. We eat just bread and water. And some have the custom to dip the bread in ash, a fulfillment of the verse that says that my teeth were ground with rocks, that I had bread that was, I couldn't bake it in regular vessels. I had to bake it on, knead the dough and prepare it on the earth, and therefore there were rocks in the dough, and the teeth broke over those rocks. The custom is that in this meal, the Sudah Mafseket, we sit on the floor, and we don't sit in a group. Everyone sits in their own corner. We don't make zimun, we don't make it into a festive meal. We make it into a quiet meal, each one on his own. And after that meal, we're ready for the fast. A person should drink as much as he needs and drink a lot. It's important to eat bread, not just noodles, because the bread absorbs the liquid. If a person eats cooked things and drinks a lot of water, the water will come out right away. In order for the body to retain the water, he needs to have something that will absorb the fluids. It's good to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, things that will help him through the fast, especially here where it's hot, and to stay out of the heat. And there's Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up here.